DeepEnglish.com. Child Slavery. Fluency Booster. Part B. One day, Iqbal decided to escape. He ran away and went to the police. What did Iqbal decide? He decided to escape. Where did he go? He went to the police. Iqbal told a policeman about the carpet factory. He told him about all the children who worked there and about the terrible working conditions. Iqbal thought the police would help him, but he was wrong. What did Iqbal tell the police? Iqbal told the police about all the children who worked at the carpet factory and about the terrible working conditions. Did the police help Iqbal? No, the police didn't help Iqbal. The policeman was a friend of the carpet factory owner. He took Iqbal back to the factory and told the owner to put Iqbal in chains. What did the policeman tell the factory owner? He told the factory owner to put Iqbal in chains. Iqbal didn't trust the police, but he didn't give up. One day, he heard about a BLLF meeting. The BLLF is an organization that helps free child workers in Pakistan. Did Iqbal make friends with the police? No, he didn't make friends with the police. He didn't trust the police. What is the BLLF? The BLLF is an organization that helps free child workers. Iqbal ran away again to go to the meeting. The BLLF president was a lawyer. Where did Iqbal go? Iqbal went to the BLLF meeting. What job did the BLLF president have? The BLLF president was a lawyer. He helped Iqbal get legal papers that helped him become free. He was only 10 years old, but he was a slave in the carpet factory for more than half his life. How did the BLLF president help Iqbal? The BLLF president helped Iqbal get legal papers that helped him become free. How long was Iqbal a slave? He was a slave for more than half of his life. Iqbal didn't want freedom only for himself. He also wanted freedom for all the children in the carpet factory. Was Iqbal selfish? No, Iqbal wasn't selfish. What did Iqbal want? Iqbal wanted freedom for all the children in the carpet factory. He began to speak at BLLF meetings. Iqbal was only 10, but he was not afraid to speak to large groups of people. He was a confident and powerful speaker. Where did Iqbal speak? He spoke at BLLF meetings. How old was he when he began to speak? Iqbal was only 10 when he began to speak. Was he a shy speaker? No, he wasn't a shy speaker. He was a confident and powerful speaker. He talked about his experiences to many people, and his words encouraged thousands to seek freedom. What did Iqbal talk about? He talked about his experiences. What effect did his words have? They encouraged thousands to seek freedom. Iqbal didn't only encourage children to seek freedom. He also helped teach people in other countries about the children who made Pakistani carpets. This was very bad for business. International sales went down, and many carpet factories lost a lot of money. What did Iqbal teach people in other countries? He helped teach people in other countries about the children who made Pakistani carpets. What happened to international sales? International sales went down. Many carpet factories lost a lot of money. Iqbal and his family received many death threats. Iqbal was still just a little boy, but he was very brave. He didn't just talk. Were people angry at Iqbal? Yes, people were very angry. Iqbal and his family received many death threats. Was Iqbal afraid? No, he wasn't afraid. He was very brave. One time, he went to a new carpet factory and pretended to be one of the regular child workers. He collected information about the children who worked there, and this information helped free hundreds of children at that factory. Who did Iqbal pretend to be? Iqbal pretended to be one of the regular child workers. Did Iqbal help the children at that factory become free? Yes, Iqbal helped hundreds of children at that factory become free. In 1994, Iqbal traveled to Sweden in the United States. He was recognized for his courage and success in teaching people about child slavery. Where did Iqbal go? He went to Sweden and the United States. Why did he go there? He was recognized for his courage and success in teaching people about child slavery.